do the more simple thing. You see, if the business unit, really, there's two sections of this box, a part they can do themselves and a part they're going to do, they're going to have the function do it. I originally drew it this way. Here's the part the function will do. Here's the part the business unit would do. And you add a business unit parts separate from the function parts. And the threat is, first of all, the sum of all the business unit parts is the business unit. That immediately has enormous control over the function. And that result is traumatic. It means enormous cut in the what the functions are doing. Right off, that does. And then there's always a threat of doing it yourself. Charlie Crist approached one of our energy business units and said, what would you do if you want to double your sales next year? She immediately responded, have my own sales force. Charlie says, why don't you do it? If she does it, that puts enormous pressure on sales to be smarter, right off. So the next level of having them be the right to fire them, I wouldn't want to build in a system now. Some things get too complicated, you see. We can invent systems that we can't remember, get too intertwined. It's just a simple pressure. Getting that much done first. Now, in a sense, you're firing them, see. They don't do the job, you do without them. That's enough for now. Yes?
This concept of business units as it is functions, if you move to that model, how do you deal with the problem of redundancy, since each business unit will want to invent their own computer or everything else?
The question is, with this model, how do you get rid of the redundancy that would happen because each business unit wants to build their own computer? The answer that, in the past, it worked very well, the issue never comes up. Because in order to make that business unit success, they have the budgeting, the only word I can use to describe budgeting is travail. You know, from your home experience, you never have enough money to do all the things you have to do. You can never live at the standard of living at which you should live at with your income, because there's not enough money to live like you're supposed to live with that income. It's true. You can never have enough to do in that business unit for all the things they have to do. And what they have to do is work very hard to fit it all in, to have enough profit at the end and enough growth. And it's travail, it really is. And what you learn to love is someone who deliver a computer to you inexpensively with no hassle. And the temptation to make another computer is very rarely there. Now, these people can do all sorts of things. They can have 20 different computers because they don't have to make a profit. These people have to meet all the customer needs and takes care of itself. Now, we ran the company that way, grew 30, 40, 50% a year with exorbitant profit by business unit, and that question never came up. Variations came up, like they want to do their own manufacturing. They didn't get enough out of manufacturing, but that problem never came up. Now, the business units learned to budget a little bit like New Hampshire used to do. It used to be New Hampshire had could never go into debt. They had to have a balanced budget. And we down here in Massachusetts would laugh at those people in New Hampshire. The Globe in particular would laugh at them. I mean, they do funniest things, you know, to make the budget balance. They raised the toll rates on the roads, and they do all sorts of things. In Massachusetts, we just raise the taxes. See, Massachusetts, we're kind of functionally oriented, and they were kind of business unit oriented. And that's the difference. So that probably don't worry about now. We'll take care of when it comes up. Yes?
Customers.
The question is, business units, looking at today's market, where do they look for the future look? You don't automatically get the future look from the business units. But you can ask for it and lean on it and question it and question it and question it and tease into it. One thing you for sure don't get is the future use of computers from the computer makers or the people who guaranteed income. Here you have the possibility, if they're in charge of power plants or hospitals or retail stores, they are wide open to the criticism or the suggestions or the pressure to the question, what happens 3 years, 5 years, 6 years, 10 years from now? The question of what's the retail market going to look like in the future? What does the cash register look like? What are the plans for several years? That you can talk about. You can't talk about it in functions. So you have the opportunity there. And with encouragement, they can do it. And so that's the only way I know how to get at it. But then you have to work at it. Drucker said, the board of directors and the executives of a company should spend as little time possible in going over history. An overwhelmingly large percentage of the time discussing the future. And I think the secret is when you have it organized, then you have that opportunity. And you have to do it. Any more? Thank you. Barry and crew would love to show you the computers and what we have up here.